USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The State Department is telling Americans to leave the Kabul airport. This after it is believed that ISIS has carried out two bombings and engaged in a gun battle against the U.S. military and Afghans that are trying to evacuate the country. One bombing at the airport in Kabul where evacuations are happening, and another at a hotel where people who are trying to evacuate are staying. Indiana Republican Senator Jim Banks saying he's heard some interesting things during his classified briefings on Afghanistan.
I wish every American could hear the Biden team talk about knowingly the mistakes that have been made, the difficulty, the dangerous situation there.
Multiple reports saying at least 13 people are dead and at least 60 people are being treated at a Kabul hospital. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
A man involved in the kidnapping plot of Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer will serve years behind bars. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, Dan Naraki has the details.
The Michigan man who pled guilty to federal charges in a plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer has been sentenced to more than 6 years in prison. Ty Garvin is the first of more than a dozen people facing federal charges in the case to be sentenced. Five of those men face trial in October. In his ruling, the judge said he sentenced Garvin to less than the federal guideline of 17 and a half years because of Garvin's cooperation with the investigation of the plot and concrete actions he's taken to take responsibility for his actions.
Cancel culture is apparently coming after the University of Notre Dame's Fighting Irish Leprechaun. A new survey from Quality Logo Products found the leprechaun to be the fourth most offensive college football mascot. The top three were mascots some Native Americans have criticized. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
Greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The Biden administration is taking new steps to prevent evictions as the COVID-19 pandemic continues. The Department of Treasury is providing even more explicit permission for grantees to utilize self-attestation without further documentation in order to speed the delivery of assistance to households in the need during the public health emergency. That's according to a White House fact sheet distributed on Wednesday. Roseanne Morey is fighting cancer. She also was renting a room to a woman, and she'd like that room back.
There's a lot of us out there that just need to reclaim our homes for our own personal reasons.
Morey, who's fighting an aggressive form of cancer and would like her family to move into that room, also tells Fox News,
this is not a second income home. This is not a property that we have that we're making all this money off of.
The Cuyahoga Heights School Board Education in Ohio voting Wednesday to drop Redskins as the school system's mascot after hearing from members of the community, including students.
I ask you this. What's different than calling ourselves the Blackskins or the Whiteskins? There's no difference. We're calling ourselves the Redskins and saying that it's okay when it's not.
The name has been dropped effective immediately. A new mascot has not been selected. The Redskins' name has been dropped effective immediately. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.